So what are the techniques in order to embed additional data or a watermark into the audio signal? There are three basic possibilities or algorithms. First, watermarking in the time domain, watermarking in the frequency domain, and watermarking based on spread spectrum technology. The watermarking in the time domain, there are several possibilities. One of the most oftenly used today is coding the LSB of the audio signal, which means you can either embed a pseudo-random noise sequence into the LSBs, or you can add a PN sequence to the LSBs. You can dither the audio based on statistical properties of the audio signal itself. You can use delayed versions of the audio signal in order to generate the watermark using PN sequences. But you will notice that some of these algorithms are not very robust against redithering, adding noise, requantization, or transfer back to analog. Especially if you have, let's say, the watermark only in the last, in the LSB, and you truncate the signal, or you transfer it to analog and back to digital, of course, you will remove the watermark. Another possibility or another algorithm in order to embed the watermark into your audio signal is the so-called phase coding. As you know, if you make a short-time Fourier transform from a time domain signal into the frequency domain, you will get not only phase information, you will get magnitude and phase information, or as it is a complex number, you will get a real part and an imaginary part. Of course, you shouldn't touch the magnitude part not too much, and the basics behind these algorithms is apply a short time Fourier transform to segments of the audio signal, then compute the phase difference between adjacent segments for every frequency bin, generate a watermark or a code word, and add it to the first entries in the phase matrix, then use this modified phase matrix and together with the original magnitudes and apply an inverse short-time Fourier transform in order to get back the time domain signal. Now your watermark has been inserted. And of course, now if you want to decode at the receiver's end the watermark, you must know the segment length, the amount of transform points, and the data interval must be known at the receiver's end. And of course, there is a side note which is quite important for music signals. You are touching the absolute phase of following or subsequent segments, but you are not changing relative phases between individual bins. And that's quite important. The underlying technology of this phase coding is based on the fact that the human ear is not that sensitive to absolute phase changes. One problem of phase coding is that due to the fact that the human ear is not that sensitive to absolute phase changes, some perceptual coding algorithms already take advantage of this fact, and again, we could run into the problem here that when using phase coding in order to insert the watermark, we might run into trouble with perceptual audio coding.